At the moment of Kriyas Yamsuf, the Torah tells us, the Jewish people saw the great hand of God, and they believed in Hashem and Moshe, his Eved, Moshe, his servant. The question really is, they saw all of the Eser Makos. Now, all of a sudden, they're able to believe in God. So I want to share with you a beautiful idea. It's an idea by the Kotzker. The Kotzker says that throughout the Eser Makos, there was always the opportunity to find the Safik. Maybe it wasn't God. There was always that little moment of doubt. All of a sudden comes the Kriyas Yamsuf. It's such an unbelievable miracle. Vayari Sol Siyad HaGdola. They see it. It's unquestionably the hand of God. And at that point in time, Vayiru Asa Hashem, they all fear God, and Vayaminu Hashem, they believe in God as well. An interesting question, though, is why do they have to see it in order to believe it? Isn't the whole idea of believing that you don't see it? That's generally how we understand it. So I want to share with you a beautiful story I read this morning. The story goes like this. There was a chassid who was trying to convince his friend, come, meet the Rebbe with me. And he said, ach, it's not for me. That's not my thing. He says, no, come. Finally, after being bothered and bothered enough, he says, I'll come. He comes, and while he's at the table and he's watching the Rebbe, all of a sudden he's so inspired. It's amazing. He goes, this is it for me. Turns to the chassid, his friend, and says, don't you see it? Isn't your Rebbe amazing? He says, I see what I always see. It's nothing different. I believe that he's a great guy. So he turned to the chassid, then gets so upset. If my friend saw this amazing thing and I didn't, maybe it's a chisar, maybe it's something that's missing in me. So he goes to the rabbi later and says, Rabbi, I understand. Why is it that he sees this amazing thing? I just believe it. Says the rabbi, there's a difference between a chassid, somebody who truly believes, and somebody who has doubts. The person that has doubts needs to see it to believe it. The person that believes it, it's good enough as is. Says such a beautiful idea. That's the message of the story. The rabbi says, by Kriyas Yamsuf, the Jewish people still had those doubts. Because they had the doubts, they had to see it. Once they saw it, they believed it. Bli shum safek. That's what God needed to do for them. God needed to bring them to that moment where it was so clear that they saw it without a question at all. Have a good day.